The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Sometimes you really, really wonder if common sense has just gone completely away. I mean, you really do wonder. For instance, marijuana, pot, Mary Jane, and all of the other names that marijuana has gone under for such a long time. There is, and I'm sure that you're aware of this, there is a movement on the federal level, the national level, to legalize not only medicinal marijuana, and by the way, if it is truly a medicinal use and it is helpful and there's nothing else that will help and work, I don't have a problem with it. Recreational, I got a real problem. Well, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats and even a handful of Republicans want to roll back all of the laws prohibiting recreational use of marijuana. And my honest question, what is wrong with you people? Do you not read the studies? Have you not looked at what's happened in Colorado with teenagers? Emergency room visits, teenagers, traffic accidents, impairment accidents caused by marijuana smoking? It defies common sense. And of course, there are many, many, many here in the state of Ohio that wants recreational marijuana here in Ohio. Why? Listen to this from CNN. Let's see, what is the date on this? This is just a couple of days ago. Trying to find the date. I think this was either Friday or maybe today. Anyway, it's not important. This is current from CNN Health, of all places. Here is a headline from CNN. Schizophrenia linked to marijuana use disorder is on the rise, study finds. Yeah. A direct correlation between marijuana use and increase in schizophrenia. Quote, the proportion of schizophrenia cases linked with problematic use of marijuana has increased over the past 25 years, according to a new study from Denmark. In 1995, 2% of schizophrenia diagnoses in the country were associated with marijuana use. In 2000, it increased to 4%. That doesn't sound like a whole lot, but that's double. Since 2010, the figure increased to 8%. So approximately every 10 years in this study out of Denmark, the relationship between diagnosed schizophrenia and marijuana use doubles approximately every 10 years. It doubles approximately every 10 years. Quote, There is unfortunately evidence to suggest that cannabis is increasingly seen as a somewhat harmless substance. Yeah, says Chuck Schumer, leading Democrats in our legislature, our federal legislature, many, many people here in the state of Ohio. Again, I'm quoting from this study that was published in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. Quote, there is unfortunately evidence to suggest that cannabis is increasingly seen as a somewhat harmless substance. This is unfortunate, since we see links with schizophrenia, poorer cognitive function, substance abuse disorders, etc. Quote, cannabis use and cannabis use disorder have been increasing in Denmark, the study said, a pattern that's also seen globally. Recreational weed use is illegal in Denmark, but is allowed for medicinal purposes. So they're seeing a rise in schizophrenia associated with marijuana use, even though recreational use is illegal. So even though it's illegal, they're seeing an alarming rate of increase in the relationship between smoking dope and schizophrenia. And this is just the tip of the marijuana iceberg. Even small amounts of marijuana changes your brain function. It inhibits. I think it verges on insane to want to make legal another mind-altering drug, which is exactly what it is. Oh. Fascinating and tragic study out of Denmark. All right. Hey, before we go to the break, I've got Mark in Columbus who wants to talk a little bit about marijuana use. Hey, Mark. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you. I know people that have schizophrenia, and it's a terrible thing. I mean, they have trouble dealing with everyday life, and they don't want to talk to people. They become hermits. You know, they just totally disassociate with life, some of the more extreme cases. And I also know of those people, some of those people who have been heavy marijuana users over the years. Now, that's, you know, that's, you can say that's anecdotal, but here we have, then you add to the pile of evidence and research that's been done that you've been citing.
Well, Mark, and look at all the movies that have been put out that makes fun of potheads, dope heads, and how out of touch with reality they are. You know, yeah. this has been well known for years and years and years that people who are consistently smoking dope are out of touch with reality. They are unable to function normally and on a mental stage, and that their ability to comprehend is diminished greatly, and we know that, and yet there's this movement among federal politicians that want to make it legal. It doesn't make any sense to me at all, Mark. It really doesn't.
Didn't you say a few days ago that Amazon is supporting the movement?
Yes. Amazon is going to stop testing for marijuana.
Right. And, you know, I remember you said how insane that sounds. Well, now, I got to thinking about it, and, you know, if you got a bunch of humans that can't deal with work, but then you've got a robot that can do all the sorting and delivering on
sure.
top of that.
Sure.
Well, there, that's where I see this going.
I think that's an excellent point. Amazon is still going to test their drivers, but nobody else. People that work in the offices, the warehouse, etc., they're going to stop testing for marijuana. And I'm going to be fascinated to see what that does to their productivity.
Right. Yeah, I think that if you've got drones that can deliver the product, why hire drivers? And you can put everybody on MnCom.
Yeah.
And, you know, phase all human workers out.
Yeah, good point. All right, Mark, thanks. Got to take a break. Always good to talk to you. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we must take a quick break. When we come back, I've got Carl and Gehanna will be up next. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Just pulled up some quick statistics on Colorado. They have kind of led the way in legalization of marijuana. According to the state of Colorado, you ready for this? 49% of teenage drivers who use marijuana drive after using marijuana. 50%. 50%. Of young drivers in Colorado who use marijuana drive after they smoke dope. 50%. In all adolescent DUIs, driving under the influence, 27% of all DUIs in Colorado involved marijuana. So let's legalize it. People are nuts. All right, let's go to the phones. Carl in Gehanna, you're up next on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, Carl.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I called in with some information. You know, the THC content, that's the active, the psychoactive ingredient, and marijuana is a lot higher now than it used to be. You know, you go
correct.
Back 20 years.
Right, right.
And if people want more information about more facts on the other side against marijuana, there's a group called ALM, A-A-L-M, Americans Against Legalizing Marijuana, and they have more facts, and they hold that this medical marijuana stuff is a racket and it doesn't do what they claim it does. It's not what they're putting it out to be, and they don't have a lot of money like the marijuana people do to put forth their propaganda, and so they kind of struggle to get the facts out, the true studies out, and people ought to consider that, looking that website up. They can find them on the computer.
Okay, and what's the website again, Carl?
Americans Against Legalizing Marijuana, AALM.
Okay.
And they're experts at the other side.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate the information.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. This is from, I'm looking at the state of Colorado. How marijuana use affects driving. Marijuana can slow reaction time and the ability to make decisions. Marijuana can impair coordination, distort perception, and lead to memory loss and difficulty in problem solving. Marijuana use can have long-term effects for teens and young adults on brain development. Neurodevelopment continues until at least the earlier mid-20s, and marijuana use impacts how connections are formed within the brain. Yeah. Permanent or at least long-term effects on brain development. So why don't we legalize it? It's crazy. It's nuts. Some of you have heard the story, and I'll give it really, really quickly. Joy and I were on a train going to California a few years ago. We're in the dining car. Seated across from us is a DE agent, Drug Enforcement Agency. And the other guy sitting across from us is a guy who owns a pot shop in San Francisco. At that time, only for medicinal purposes. Recreational use, no, 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 no. So I asked the guy who owned the pot shop. I said, now tell me the truth. Do most of the people who come to your shop and buy marijuana, do they do it for medicinal purposes? The guy starts laughing. He says, are you kidding me? Of course they don't come for medicinal purposes. Of course not. And so I turned to the DEA agent and I said, does that bother you, what you just heard? He says, there's nothing we can do about it. Again, I am not denying that marijuana can be used for medicinal purposes. Of course, CBD does not have the THC in it, the hallucinogenic aspects. So CBD is derived from marijuana, but it doesn't get you high, okay? So I especially have no problem with CBD products. But marijuana is so incredibly destructive, more so than alcohol. Of course, and most of you know what my position on alcohol is. But every time I see these grown adults advocating for the legalization of recreational marijuana, I just think, what is wrong with you? Do you not have the ability to think for yourself? Have you not studied this at all? And I don't know what the answer to that is, but we don't want it, don't need it. Well, I am delighted that you joined me this afternoon. Thank you. I really appreciate you joining us. And by the way, I meant to mention it earlier in the program, our Trans World Radio campaign to provide radios for Africa, we have exceeded our goal. But if you want to give, you can still go to 888-988-5656 or our website. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.